10 minutes before, I did a run through and it worked. But for some reason, something's weird in my environment. It's acting a little hokey. Since we're running short on time, I'm going to skip this part of the demo. If you want to see it, come see me afterwards. We'll go sit out there and I'll show you how it works. A couple of people actually saw this last year, so you can talk to one of them if you want to ask somebody if it really works. It does. But what it would have actually done, we should have been able to paste in the hash, and it would have appended that hash that we just pasted in to the new location where it is in memory. And so he would have been able to type in his password, which he was typing in clueless, and he would have been able to authenticate with the ID file using that. He then could have actually logged out of notes, and the new user could have gone back in and typed in his password, and everything would have worked just fine. So I apologize, it's not working there. Okay. Hello. Okay. So we have the ID file validation, which unfortunately don't work for this show. But it does typically actually work. One of the things after we did this at DEF CON, Lotus came back and said, you had to have physical access, so they don't consider it a serious threat. But as you saw, we actually were able to get the user to actually send us his user ID and his hash, which then physical access becomes a moot point. So you could actually do this remotely. Yeah? Yes, it is. Yes, it has to be the same. What I hope to have in the next release of Sesame is it will actually pull it from the session in memory. So I'll actually have some VB script that will do that for us. Yeah. Yeah, he asked if the administrator actually checks his mail on the server console where the server is running, if we could actually have it send the server ID file back to us, that which doesn't have a password. Yes, we could actually have that done as well. Yeah, that's what he was just asking. This demo actually did. But I'm working on a new VB script that will actually yank it directly from the memory of the user. Because it's a static, each minor release of Domino, or of the Notes client, stores the hash in a static location in memory. So if you know which version it is, then you just go to that memory location and yank it out. That's actually how what Sesame does is it knows where that hash is and it plugs it in right behind it. And we don't actually overwrite it, so that way when the attacker can log back out, if he's actually got Sesame on a floppy disk, he presses the F5 key, walks away, and the original user can come back in, type in his password, and never know the difference. Yeah. In this demonstration, yeah, the VB script, since we're pulling the HTTP password there, what he asked was, does it rely the HTTP password in this? Does it rely on not having the salted password? And in this, it does. But even though you may upgrade to the HTTP password and the names and address book to having the salted password in the ID file and on the Notes client, it's still unsalted. Right now, in this demonstration, I was pulling it from the names and address book.
Okay, but you said the next version you're going to actually pull it from memory?
Well, there's going to be a new version of the VB script, which I also intend on releasing. And then that should be able to pull it from memory.
But right now, when you pull it from the NAT, pull the unsalted version, and that's what makes it work. But if you have your password salted on your NAT, then this won't work, right?
Right, if you try to retrieve it from the name and address book. But because if you upgrade to the salted, it doesn't change what the client itself is actually using. That only affects the for the web-based authentication. Yeah? I'm sorry.
I know this is part of your business and everything, but when you do the full disclosure, is it going to cover, like, the script? I know you said you can put the sesame out there. Mm-hmm. Are you going to have the scripts and the possible corrections for the problems? Or are
yes.
you going to... Okay, so
yeah.
all that will be out there, and that's yeah. going to be at the nosecurity.com?
Yeah, there's also 58 NESA scripts, which I've written. 58 for 50 for all every single database of the default installation that goes through.
Mm-hmm. And they pretty much called their Lotus person and said, oh, well, and gave them all the correct answers to squash the problem. So basically, I came back with a fairy tale saying that there was.
They downplayed it. They did that with everybody. You'll be able to go, hey guys, look at this. Fix it. Please. All right, we're not going to take a break since we're running so late. Okay, on the access control list, we're going to go ahead and skip straight to the server, and I'm going to hurry on so we can let you guys out of here. On the access control list of the server, like I just said, I've got 58 scripts for Nessus. Unfortunately, the author of Nessus was at Black Hat, and I've yet to actually run into him. I actually had to attend a different session, so I didn't get to see his presentation, but I've been working with Nessus for about the last year and a half, and I have 58 scripts just for the server side of Notes databases, because there's 58 databases by default which are installed on your Domino server. And if you're running a Domino in a web configuration, you probably haven't gone through and checked every single database. And the interface... ACL Reporter is a good tool. If you're not familiar with it, I think it's IBM.
I'm not sure who owns it now, but
you're talking about the Notes database that you run.
No.
Okay.
ACL Reporter is a third-party tool that will run daily on your server and collect up all of your access control lists, and you can set it up so that if there's anything that's changed, it flags it.
ACL Reporter is a tool that will run on your Node server. It will collect up all of your access controls and flag those that have changed and those that deviate from a rule set. So that if you've got a rule that says default access is always defaulted to no access and somebody changes it, it flags it for you. You can go back, see who did it, and correct it. And unfortunately, I found most admins will run it and not check the logs. But it... ACL Reporter, I'm not sure how much it costs. It is possible to duplicate the functionality in Lotus Script, though.
Yeah, IBM actually has a database tool. It's actually a database application you can run on your server, and it will do something very similar. And it databases all the current ACLs. I've been using Nessus for quite a while. And this will do the same thing from the web server standpoint. We didn't have enough problems already. Skip to the next one. I already said that one. All right. These are crucial ones to look at. A lot of times when we've actually, when I've gone out and looked at somebody's server, quite often, well, typically the names in the address book, if it's actually ever been used as a staging server, in other words, they've done a whole lot of development on it and they've ramped it up to a production box for development purposes. A lot of times the admins just gave full access to the name and address book, forgot to go back and change it. You need to make sure at least, at the minimum, check the top two, name and address book and catalog. The reason catalog has its sole purpose is actually to catalog everything on your Domino environment. And that includes documenting the access control list of each database. I've actually, one of the Nessus scripts I've got will go off and query the catalog database, retrieve with just a couple of XML requests, not 100 or anything like that, just a couple of requests, and will pull back everything that's under default and no signature. And since, like the point I made earlier, since most administrators have not created a view in their DOM log for XML requests, they filtered out everything else. They're only pulling back the HTML, what HTML requests were made. They'll never actually see what I've just done. And I now know where all third-party and internally developed notes applications reside on their server and what the access control lists are. The server ID. We have a still to this day in the notes documentation, there's kind of a quandary with this. Regarding the ID file, like the gentleman over here made the comment, most servers do not have an ID do not have a password on their ID file. That ID file for the server is technically the same as a user ID file. The only difference is the information stored in the names and address book. I can use a server ID, load it up in my client, and access another server, not the same server, but another server within the same environment or the same organization, and be able to read it just as if, almost if I was a server. There's, of course, some exceptions if a database actually has the type and the ACL set just to only a server. They'll see I'm accessing it with a client, and it won't let me open that. But a lot, since a lot of you guys don't always have that set, I'll be able to get in and access that database. The ID file. Another really good point was the directory traversal. If the ID file was actually in the data directory, and I could retrieve it from the data directory across the web server. So you need to make sure you've got passwords on it. The quandary where I was mentioning was that Lotus actually recommends if you want to use the auto restart functionality, don't set a password on that server ID file. So you've got one part of the documentation that says put a password on that ID file, and another part says don't. So, okay. Here with the, this is going to get just a touch on the web server. There'll be more information since we're not probably going to get to this. This is where it actually has to do with creative surfing. The URL language for the Domino's server is extremely powerful, and most applications make use of it. Where we run into problems is that with all that functionality, you can do things, you can retrieve information out of badly designed databases. This includes the names and address book. Here we have just kind of a synopsis of how the language is actually structured. I would ask you to consult the developers and the administrators' databases, the help databases for the administrator and the developers for more information. But this is basically how it's constructed. Using this, you can actually come across and give you a very, very quick demo. I need Internet Explorer.